battling against the enemy is indeed a very important duty of all the warriors that are following the great captain of the heavenly host, the host of the Lord. And destroying the fortresses of the powers of darkness. And yet, we are not only the destroyers. As we journey through the wilderness of this world, once the cities, the walls of the city of Jericho are fallen flat before us, once we have burned to ashes all that is past and sinful, opposing the will of the Lord, then we become the citizens of another city. Another city that is constantly under attack of the enemy and constantly under the protection of the Almighty God. Once we have destroyed the sinful past, we are the citizens of that other city. And we are employed and encouraged to work for our master and to invite all the people. Just as Rahab and her family did, to escape from the city of doom and destruction and to find shelter and salvation in that other city. I'd like to read this for the closing of our service today from the song number 194. Zion stands securely grounded on holy mountains, though surrounded by evil powers everywhere. Zion stands and will be standing, man's wonder and respect commanding, because of him who guards her there. The God of Israel, her rock, protects her well. Hallelujah. Now sing his praise. Oh, bless the race that in her hath a dwelling place. Zion's portals are his treasure. He looks on them with grace and pleasure and makes their bars secure with skill. Blesses all who there are dwelling, and he rewards with grace excelling who let him govern as he will. How great his grace must be to bear so patiently all his loved ones. O God, Zion, thou rich Zion, that such a Lord and King doth own. Mighty things and things most holy are preached in thee, O Zion, solely, as nowhere else on earth are heard. Thou hast truth, the night dispelling, in thee the Holy Ghost is dwelling, thy light is God's own holy word. There day by day is heard the ever-precious word of God's mercy. O gospel pure, atoning here and bringing life eternal there. How great is God's goodness and grace, and how wonderful is his love and his care. How glorious is his victory, and how triumphant his glory and majesty is going to be in the end. May the peace, love and mercy of our Heavenly Father, through the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and in the fellowship of his Holy Spirit, be with all the citizens of that Zion forever.